And it's my pleasure to invite Ashim's CEO, Alexis Apostolelis, to come up and just give us some closing remarks to wind up the conference. So thank you, Alexis.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation as traditional custodians of this land in which we meet, thank their elders past and present. I'd particularly like to thank Sean for stepping in at the last minute yesterday to give us a fantastic welcome to country. I'm not sure if he's still here. I saw him this morning floating around. No, I don't think so. I'm sure everybody feels a lot closer together after that experience. I thought it was fantastic. So it's the end of another Australasian HIV and AIDS conference. It's been a little over a year since I came on as Ashim CEO, and I don't feel any more confident than I did a year ago in really being able to sum up the event, which spans all the messy complexities of the Australasian HIV response. I think sometimes I get a bit afraid if I get something wrong. There's a lot of passionate people in the room, which is fantastic, that care about the sector, and I think that's why the sector has had such a fabulous response. A few things I'm going to try out, which I think stood out in this year's conference. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of attending a meeting of some of PNG's most senior HIV advocates and clinicians coming together to map out a shared vision for ending HIV in PNG, our closest neighbor. It's been an honor to host all of our guests from around the region, in particular our distinguished guests from Singapore, Samoa, Timor-Leste, Malaysia, Thailand, and it just shows we can achieve great things when we work together. Further afield, we've had guests from the US, UK, Europe, and of course all those from the East Coast that have made it to Perth, so that's fantastic. The huge gains we've made in Australia in reducing new infections in recent years, thanks to the interventions like PrEP and U equals U, are genuinely astonishing. But we can never forget what a privileged position we hold when we compare to our friends and colleagues throughout Asia Pacific. We can also never forget those who are still underserved by the HIV response here at home. All week I've been thinking about how the data we saw presented by Teddy and Shoshana from the historic first Australasian Trans and Gender Diverse Health Survey. It's a phenomenal achievement and a testament to what peer-led research can accomplish. But it's also a reminder that our response to HIV must truly be a response that includes everyone. Not only that, we must walk hand in hand with those among us who have been marginalized and excluded. So along those lines, this week, Ashim released our updated PrEP guidelines, which really shifts the way we talk about PrEP, really from eligibility to suitability. This change is about making PrEP more accessible to more people, and we'll continue to work with all communities affected by HIV to improve our guidance to clinicians. Another theme this week has been the many ways that criminalization of HIV around the world and here in Australia continues to hold us back from not only better health outcomes for people living with and affected by HIV, but from basic access to justice. With this morning's launch of NAPWHA's audit of mandatory testing around Australia, it's clear that evidence is not the problem. We have the evidence, but with the policy making often going in the opposite direction, the challenge for all of us is how to use this evidence to convince our politicians to enact reforms that help everyone affected with HIV, not punish them. When I think about my own hopes for the lasting legacy of this event, the Australasian HIV and AIDS Conference 2019, we look to the Noongar Whadjuk statement again, and again I call on all delegates to read and sign the statement committing to closing the gap on STIs and BBVs among Indigenous peoples of Australasia. I know we've got over 200 signed responses and pledges so far, but I think we can do better. We'll talk about the conference stats in a moment, so hopefully we can get up towards those numbers, but we appreciate everyone so far for joining. In a few weeks, Ashim will be also releasing the post-conference report for the joint Australasian Sexual Health and HIV and AIDS conferences, which we'll hope that, you know, will capture the spirit of those who haven't been able to attend And as Scott mentioned, we also invite everybody to fill in the post-conference feedback. It informs us to do better next year, including perhaps more than fruit for tea. We take it, point taken. Lastly, I'm just going to talk about some of the numbers that we do have for this year's conference. So we have, I'm just going to try and get this to work, but just in terms of registration numbers, we had a total of 724. For sexual health alone, it was 175. For the joint, 348. And for HIV and AIDS only, it was 201. In terms of, In terms of country breakdown, you can see the vast array of really kind of international representation which have come through to the conference, which is fantastic to see. A large number from New Zealand, Indonesia, stick out as obvious, and obviously PNG, which is great to see. With regards state breakdown within Australia, a fantastic number from WA, which is also just testament of holding the conference in Perth this year, and the usual suspects of New South Wales, Victoria, filling a large number. I'd like to thank the Joint Conference Committee, but in particular the co-conveners, Lewis Marshall and Penny Kensington. It's a huge amount of work, as they know, having gone through this year, and all to the program committee listed above in the slide behind me. We thank everyone involved. It's a lot of personal commitment and time to be involved in putting this together. And ASHRM really relies on this goodwill for this conference to happen. Again, a thanks to our major sponsors, Vive Healthcare, Gilead, Western Australia Department of Health, the Australian Government Department of Health, and Tourism WA. Without the generous sponsorship, this event really couldn't happen. So thanks again for the sponsors. Some save the dates. Next year's, we're already talking about next year, it starts again. So Melbourne, 21st to the 24th of September. Yes, I see everybody taking some phones out, putting it in the calendars, fantastic. Please join us there. We look forward to seeing everybody in Melbourne. And the last but not least, also a reminder for a save the date for 2021. I know it's a long time away, but time goes. In May 2021, the HTLV conference in Melbourne. So with that, I'm not going to keep anybody longer than they need to. Enjoy, for those who are staying on to Perth or around the region for a weekend or a few days off, and travel safe for those going home to wherever, to the eastern side or internationally. Before I actually say goodbye, I almost forgot, most importantly, to the ASHRM team that support to get this conference happening. Thanks very much, particularly to Scott. I know Scott's been working very hard at the thematic programming parts and running around and making things happen, but also the conference team itself, in particular mentioned Sam Williamson. I'm not sure if she's avoids being in the spotlight, but thank you for the round of applause. Hiding in the back. Yeah.